Hey everyone, I'm Jeff, and this is my friend Mike.
And we are known as the Interview Guys, and today we're coming to you live from a deserted island. Hey, look, Jeff, a message has come for you in that bottle.
Yeah, I already read it, Mike, and it says, you're a tool. Anyway, today we're going to look at the question, tell me about yourself.
Thanks for that, Jeff. Anyway, as you know, this is one of the most commonly asked job interview questions, and if you don't know what you're doing, it can also be one of the toughest.
But don't worry, folks. Because the interview guys are here to help.
Thanks, Captain Cheesy. Okay, so let's get started. Let's imagine that Jeff was at an interview. So, Jeff, why don't you start by telling me about yourself?
Well, I'm from Seattle, Washington. I enjoy mountain biking and cooking, and my favorite color is...
Sorry, Jeff. That is not the way to answer that question. Let's take a look at where you went wrong. Okay, so there's three main points that you need to remember when answering this question. What's the first one, Jeff?
Well, as you saw in my bad answer, you absolutely do not want to go on and on about your personal life or hobbies and interests.
Which leads me to point number two. You want to include specific work achievements from your past in your answer. But there's one final trick, isn't there, Jeff?
That's right, Mike. It is always a good idea to mention your strengths and abilities in your answer.
Okay, Jeff. Well, let's give you another shot at it. So, Jeff, why didn't you start by telling me about yourself?
Well, I've been in sales for the last 5 years. My most recent experience was in the retail industry where I was a manager at the Comfy Shoe Company. I was personally responsible for a 30% increase in sales over the last year. I'd say that my main strength is my leadership ability, which was evident in the way I mentored my sales team to reach our lofty goals. What I'm looking for is a company that values teamwork and the group dynamic, where I can join a strong team and have a positive impact on the team dynamic and sales revenue.
Outstanding work, Jeffrey. Way to use the three points we talked about effectively.
So, did you see the difference? The first time I answered, I gave a wishy-washy response that would have taken me out of the running right away.
In the second answer, you mentioned an achievement and backed it up with one of your strengths and how it would help you in your new role. Good job.
Thanks, Mike. But we're not out of the woods yet, are we? There's one more thing that all the top job seekers in the world do and that 99% of people screw up. Millions of people are failing to do this, and as a result, they're not getting jobs. And you probably didn't notice this, but in my second answer, I said something that would have sealed the deal and got me the job.
Jeff is right. We like to call it tailoring, and it is the method used by all the top job seekers in the world. As we always say, you need to tailor your answers to the company you're interviewing with.
You see, each company is looking for some specific traits, and you have to make sure you demonstrate in your answers that you have those traits. Now, this is an incredibly powerful method that lets you zero in on exactly what the company is looking for.
Now, there's a lot more to the tailoring method than we have time to go over in this video, but don't worry, because we've got a free special report for you that breaks down the entire method step by step.
We're Jeff and Mike, the interview guys, and thanks for watching. Now, click the button that just appeared, and on the next screen, simply enter your best email, and you'll get instant access to the special report. Click the button now.